everyone in the tech field wants to do three things: relax, automate, and get paid. There's no other tool out there that can make that more possible than D7. Go over to foolishit.com. Don't forget to use the promo code PodNutsShow20 to save an extra 20%. PodNuts would like to thank Nick Shaw for his continued support.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 99 of the Geeksters. Man, there is excitement in the air. 99, tomorrow's Christmas Eve. It's like there's two things happening all at once: Christmas and 100 episodes. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty excited. But before we get going, I do want to mention something. If you listened to our last show, we did have some audio difficulties, and we have the audio file is just us all combined together. So it's not going to sound as good as we try to put out on a weekly basis. But if you guys just forgive us, we'll work on doing better in the future for that. But I want to definitely mention that. But we're recording on a different night tonight, so hopefully this is maybe we'll get out a little earlier. But want to wish my co-hosts here a happy Christmas Eve. Being tomorrow Christmas Eve, we have some family plans going on, so we're recording a day early. Hey Tim and Mitch, how is it going, guys?
Great.
Doing real well, buddy. Happy Merry Christmas to you too, man.
Yeah. Well, as you can see behind me, it looks a little different. No gate. That's a door, but it doesn't go to the bathroom. It actually goes out to a hallway.
You got a big Christmas present.
I know. And that door there goes right out to a hallway. I got a workbench behind me. That bench, that table there used to be the table that I used to work from. Now I have a real corner table here, dual monitors, docking station. I'm broadcasting from the new Obando Computing Digs.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like the velvet ropes there behind you.
Yeah, there's actually a bodyguard out there, and he's keeping people out.
Nice. You know what? I'm going to miss people crawling. I mean, could you still have people crawl through there just on occasion? I mean, for no reason, but I enjoy that.
I can try. I can see what I can do. I can definitely see what I can do.
Yeah, that usually even have like a guest crawlers from time to time. Have people of questionable fame stop by.
Get like Steve C to jump up every now and then. Hey,
Steve C. yeah, absolutely. That'd be great. Congratulations, man. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a weekend. It's, you know, moving is never. I don't think anybody who I don't know if people like to move. I don't think they're right in the head.
Yeah.
But and you can never really prepare for the move. You can do as best as you can, but come D-Day. It's always just a whirlwind, and there's always something to be done. But, you know, I had friends and family come out of the, you know, come out and work, and man, they busted through this. We had the U-Haul truck for one day.
That's nice.
I was able to turn it back in at like 6 o'clock at night. I had it for maybe 12 hours. You know, friends and family, we had a piano and beds and dressers, and I mean, you name it. We just did it, and then people just going through our house and helping us just finish packing. We had the night before we moved, we had some friends over, some friends that I've known for a long time. They came over, they packed our kitchen, food, everything, pantry, brought it over to the new house and completely unpacked it. I was just, and they said, well, we can maybe stay till about 10 o'clock. They worked until 1 a.m. and got us completely ready to go. So, I just, you know, I know they're not listening, but everybody who helped me move, I've said it on Facebook, just my heart is just full of joy. And
you had a lot of Christmas presents. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, we did. We definitely did. So we're excited to be here. I'm excited to be in the new house. There's definitely lots of stuff to do, but it's, Merry Christmas to us for the next 30 years.
that's an enormous blessing. You really do find out not who your good friends are, but you find out just how good friends you do have when it comes to moving, because wow, to have volunteers like that, I think that speaks a lot for you, Martin.
Well, they I look needy or I'm a nice guy, one of the two.
Well, that you carry a lot of weight in those parts.
I carry a lot of weight everywhere. That's my belt.
Wow, that's pretty fantastic. I know every time I've moved, it's the same thing. It's like, wow, you know what? These are some pretty amazing people. Not that they're doing something I wouldn't do, but just you know, when that does happen, it's pretty fantastic. You didn't move far.
No, I moved 0.6 miles away from my house.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Good. Don't.
I mean, so really it's, you know, it's a nice walk to my old residence. Okay, it's around some wooded area, you know, so we didn't move far. So we didn't need a big truck. I think we got a 14 foot or a 12 foot truck, you know, just did that. But we just made 5 or 6 trips.
Yeah.
Today was making more trips back and forth. You know, I had to run to the, you know, the landfill and recycling. I had just computer parts, and so I took them all to the recycling place and just dropped them off. So, yeah. But how you guys been doing this last? We're not quite at a fiscal Geeksters fiscal week, but we're almost there.
Been well. I've been well. Just gearing up for the holidays. You know, everybody has that, and so. Strange weather. Mitch and I were just talking about the weather. It certainly has not felt like Christmas around here. If I'm not ready, it's probably been weather related. I know it's been, it was bitter cold around Thanksgiving, but then the last couple of days it's been, goodness gracious, it was mid to upper 60s, for a couple of days here for a couple of days it was above 50 anyway here in Pittsburgh. It's just been, and it rained forever. I kind of wish it had been snow, although it gave me an opportunity to get out and do some things that clean the garage a little bit. So, but it kind of just very bizarre. I think,
and likewise, awesome. Same thing here. I'm only about, I guess, 200 miles or so east of Tim. So, same thing here. It was almost 70 degrees, and all the snow we did have, it's gone, and we had a lot of rain too. But it's cooling down fast. It's going to be cool tonight and back up to like 30 some tomorrow.
Oh yeah, so you guys are getting a cold.
Yeah, it's coming back. Yeah.
Well, we've same thing. I mean, we're thousands of miles away, but it was again bitterly cold for a long time, and then just it's been 50s, mid 50s, upper 60s or lower 60s, excuse me, here for the last couple of days. So. It's been that heavy fog where it's not really raining, but it's kind of drizzly, and you kind of use the windshield wipers, and if you don't, then you're just getting mud spray, and it's kind of been that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's kind of been like that where, you know, you're more wiping off mud than rain off your windshield, and so I ran the car through the car wash today just because I hit a giant pothole and I sprayed mud all across my car. Looked like I was four-wheeling.
I'd like to correct the correction. You're now thousands and 0.6 miles away.
Actually, yes, that's true. I have moved a little east. I had to think about it for a minute there. Which way did I move? I did move west. I moved west.
I did detect a slight lag now in your video.
Is it
very slight?
I'll have to speak a little faster, or I'll have to cut you off a little earlier.
Or just anticipate what I'm going to say.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's great.
That's very good. Very, very good.
I am noticing if everybody's hearing a little bit of an echo, so I'll have to be working. As soon as I get things, you know, hanging up, authentic, you know, Parisian rugs or something on the wall. It'll dim down on the echo, but I do notice an echo in here.
Notice it. Okay.
I do notice it, and Audacity notices it as well.
Oh, really? So,
okay. People listening, I'm sorry. This was the first recording in the new place and haven't quite got everything tuned in yet, but...
I do not detect it.
Well, you have to forgive me for my audio. So I am noticing that it also picks up every single little bit of noise where my other one didn't as much in the new place or in the old place, so... if you hear clicking and tapping or anything like that, I definitely apologize for that. I will work on being much quieter come in the future. But, well, let's jump in. I mean, again, Merry Christmas to everybody. Mitch, you said you spent some time working on a project this week?
Yeah, Friday night.
I know I don't mean to sound so surprised, and I apologize for coming off that, but, you know.
Yeah, because I'm the...
Holy cow.
I don't do this for a living like you guys do. So I had a lady I work with... she was having trouble with Flash. I said, well, I can log in and I can remote from my house. She lives like 20 miles away. But she has DSL, not the fastest. But it worked out. And but she had a lot of software on there that she didn't put on. Cause I did a clean install on that computer about probably less than a year ago. And I'm looking at all this stuff. I didn't put that on there. I don't, speed my PC, coupon this, coupon that. Oh. And, yeah. So I use, I like to use this one program called Chunkware Removal Tool and Adware Removal Tool. That gets like most of it. Then I used, Hitman Pro. I used, Malwarebytes wasn't picking up a lot of it, but pretty much doing all that, pretty much clean stuff up. But her Chrome was messed up. It would not install all the way. And, I guess there's some permissions were changed on the folder. So I had to redo that. And I just downloaded, there's this one program I use, which I forgot the name of it. It lets me, change the permissions real quick. So once I deleted that and reinstalled everything, that was all normal. So, and I checked with her today. She said it's running great. So,
good.
But I was on here because it was such a slow connection she had. I was on her like almost 3 hours just cleaning stuff up.
Yeah. Usually I find that too when I work with, some clients that win, especially with remote, is that you can have the same job, but one job takes much.
Yeah, you click on something. I got to wait before it reacts, before I see the reaction, So,
what's interesting, if you talk to them on their side, they notice and they're kind of wondering why you're waiting. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're talking with them on the phone, mm-hmm. What are you waiting for? I'm like, right. What are you seeing? Oh, I've seen. Oh, yeah, you're 3 clicks ahead of me. I got to wait.
Right.
I've never used that junkware removal tool.
I haven't either.
Removal tool.
Oh, it's really good. If you get to bleepingcomputer.com, it's on there, one of their recommended programs. I mean, they don't make it, but it's one of the recommended programs. I guess I got it from BrightTech 09, Brian. It works well. And it gives you a log what it removed and all this stuff. But everything was good. Yeah. I was concerned about the host files. That was all good. And I just did a lot of stuff. And she had like 3 different, like I had Malwarebytes on there, but she had 2 other ones on her. What happened? She's down trying to download a game or whatever. And these days they want to install other things. And if you don't pay attention, that's what a lot of the problem was.
Right.
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 Well, it looks like this junkware removal tool, it removes things like the Ash toolbar, Babylon, Browser Manager, Conduit, mm-hmm. Crossfader, Incredibar, My Web Search. This is definitely going to my toolbox because I wouldn't.
Yeah, when you use that, it opens up a DOS window.
Yeah.
A command line window. And then you got to get a hit enter, and then it does the rest automatically. But it's a little slow going, but it works well, though.
Well, this looks really cool because I end up, because if you come across one of these, like Conduit, you're going to have the coupon printer. You're probably going to have the Ask toolbar. You're going to have all of that. And yeah, so usually if you come across 2 or 3 of these, you're going to have the rest of them, or at least 90% of them.
Right.
So this is, I don't know, maybe I'm just slow to the game or the party here, but this looks really cool.
No, that's new to me as well. I just hadn't heard of it.
I've been using it for maybe a couple years, maybe.
Okay. All right. And what is it? Is this automated? It just kind of goes through and wipes this stuff out, or what?
Yeah. Well, you, like I said, when you run it, it's going to open up a command line window, and then it'll tell you hit enter, I believe. And then from there, it does everything by itself. It'll create a log file, and you can see what it actually removes, which it removed quite a bit.
Oh, man, this looks fantastic. That was like a who's who of these annoying things that you get. Conduit it's literally the perfect name for this, because every time you see it, it's just this conduit of crap. And
I've done it by mistake too. Sometimes I'm not paying attention, but I'll realize it. And actually, I'll run Hitman Pro every now and then on my main Core 2 Duo, the laptop I use mostly. And even though I'm past the 30 days, it'll still tell me what's there. And I still had some malware remnants on there, and it was just a folder. Everything was empty. But you can go ahead and manually delete it, or manually delete stuff in the registry and stuff like that. So that's why I do like Hitman Pro. Even after the 30 days, it's still going to tell you what's wrong. It just won't get rid of it until you pay for it, but it'll give you the full path and everything.
That's cool. I mean, I remember I've heard that, but I have never. I mean, Hitman Pro has worked so well that I have not had a client come back to me if, you know, if they're getting, you know.
You're pretty new into using that too, right?
I am. Yeah, I am really new.
I mean, I think Liam's the first. No, I think it was Brian, but I know Liam's real high on it too.
That's exactly. I heard a lot from Liam. Liam praised it a lot. You know, CCleaner is another one that I use. I've actually been using the Should I Remove This? We talked about that a while ago. The Should I Remove This tool?
Right.
I've used that a couple times lately, and that's actually been pretty cool. I'm not sure. I was at a site, and somebody just had a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, because you get a computer, and you never quite know what is it? You know, what's in there?
I guess you guys, there's a lot of research. I mean, I don't care how good you are. You still have to research stuff. I mean, you know, because everything changes. It's new and, what is this? Can I keep this or do I need it? And you really have to do your homework to, that's why I say for me, it's time consuming. Because I just want to make sure it's clean.
Well, and you can't keep up with everything.
Right.
Trying to find that link to that there. So Adam in the chat's talking about how he's used, you know, Adware, the toolbar cleaner, junk removal tool, the trifecta for toolbars instead of hitting with the trifecta, the Adware toolbar, CCleaner, things like that. And I've definitely used those as well.
But then what was really throwing me on her Chrome, when you open it up, it would have a user profile area. I said, what is that? And I said, so I knew malware did something. But like I said, I went uninstall it, but it would not get rid of all the folder, and it still had probably some malware in the folder. And I had to use that file permission thing to let me delete it. So once I deleted it, I mean, just cleaned some stuff up some more after that, and then reinstalled it, was fine after that.
That's cool. And did you have change out her, you know, the homepage and things like that?
It was one of the toolbars that was going through there. But this wasn't really heavy, real bad. I mean, it was bad enough. Like I said, the main thing she wanted me to do was to get, she needed flash working so she could play her Facebook games. And then I say, you can use Chrome, but Chrome was all messed up because of the one malware. And yeah, but
you just installed Firefox, wiped your hands of the whole thing, and walked away and been like, there you go, play it on this browser, leave the other ones to just die a slow death.
No, the computer was a little sluggish.
I got a call Saturday morning. I'm driving the truck around, and I get an email from a property management, and they have a resident wireless, and they're saying, you know, residents are complaining that the wireless is running slow. Could you just check it when you get a chance? And it was in Vancouver, so I knew I was coming up this week. So it was Saturday, and I thought I'll just touch base with them. So I go in there today, and they said, yeah, it's running slow, or at least a resident says it's running slow. And so I go, and it happens to be, I believe that resident was there. So I walk over and I look, and she's like, yeah, I'm having a hard time connecting with my laptop. And she's got this Dell, I don't know. It's a Dell Windows XP box. It's one of the very, I can't even remember the model, but it's an older Dell, very thick, like an old, like original Inspiron. And she's like, look, I have nothing showing up on my webpage, and she is not getting an internet connection. And so I kill the, I delete the profile for the wireless that was there, and I reconnect. Perfect. She gets on, and then she says, but my internet doesn't work. Sometimes MSN doesn't show up. So we open up Internet Explorer, and she is the, you know, seven toolbars on top of Internet Explorer. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. She said, I took it to Best Buy, and they couldn't figure it out. And I was like, I thought to myself, oh, no. And I thought, wait a minute. Her computer's not going to last that much longer anyway, so what are they going to do to it? So I got her online, and I said, there you go. And she says, but what about all of this? And I saw that she had Conduit, and her search bar, or I mean, her homepage was like one of those My Web search pages or something like that. And I mean, I knew what was going on with her computer, but my job was to verify she has internet access. And I told her, I said, you know, this probably has some spyware, some malware on it. you're going to want to take it into your tech guy or, you know, take it into a local computer shop to take a look at that. But there was no way that I was going to, I didn't throw down my business card and said, give me a call, because I just, this wasn't, first off, it's in Vancouver and I'm pretty full, and I'd rather spend some time working on, business customers than just personal users right now. Sure. And, but it was pretty funny because I knew exactly what the problem was. As soon as I looked at her computer, I was like, Well, there you go. Fixed it. See you later.
Did you ever have a problem with, in this computer, which was the one I cleaned up, which was Vista. You ever problem having opening up Task Manager and you don't have, when you open it, you don't have no, you can't close it and stuff like that. All is showing is just the one, you know, the process window and nothing else. Or you ever have anything like that? I think I did have it before. And, the fix for that was double click around the borders and it brings everything back. I guess the malware, I think I had it before, and I had to research it. I couldn't remember how to.
So yeah, you're looking at Task Manager, but it doesn't have a menu bar.
Right. The only thing it's shown is like the one process thing. I think.
Yes. Oh yeah. It's actually like a view setting.
Yeah. But you couldn't even get into that. What fixed it? I just double clicked them, and I researched this, and I think I had it once before, too. But I don't remember anything. Yeah. I half the tools I use now, I don't even remember because I'm old.
Well, and there's so many. I mean, that's the problem I run into is that you might walk around with a thumb drive full of tools, and you know you come up with a problem, so you use tool A, B, and C, and then the next time you kind of get something that's similar. And so then you use D, E, and F, and they all kind of work the same, and you kind of forget about A by the time you get to F.
She was using Malwarebytes, but Malwarebytes does not get everything.
No. So. And if all else fails, use a hammer.
Well, Vista, you know, being in Vista, there was a good reason. But Vista's all right now if you get the updates and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I got a call. To come out and look at a computer. The printer wasn't printing. It was an owner of a company that I've done work for. So I came out, showed up there yesterday morning, and it was one of those, hey, while you're here, could you? And, oh, well, you know, since you're here and you're touching that printer, you must know how to fix this printer. So, you know, they had what started everything? Well, when I installed this Netgear extender, things just stopped working. So I did some research and noticed that the extender was actually using the same IP address as the router. Oh, and so I don't they were just fighting. So I just started by flashing, you know, grabbed the paperclip out and wiped the extender, reset it back up because the IP addresses were coming out differently. So you had to be on it just, you know, it was almost two different networks and they were trying to talk.
What I had a couple months ago that
this actually looked like a router. It actually looked like a router, but it was just an extender. Gotcha. So wireless extender, and this is this house was gorgeous, pre 1930s, all hardwood floor, wraparound deck in the old part of Portland, and just a beautiful house, but the routers were in, I think, I don't know if it's just the walls, but you can't, the wireless signal just wasn't going very far, and that's why they had to use an extender. Because I do notice that in some of the older buildings, I don't know if it's the...
It's the thick plaster walls.
Well, and if it's metal or the material in it, it's just... It's not made... Wireless wasn't around in the 1930s. At least, I think so. I'd have to go Wikipedia. I'd have to go Wikipedia that. But I got them up and
running. Windows wasn't around in the 1930s.
That's true. But, got them up and running and it was good. And they were very pleased. It was a good one, but it was just one of those, hey, why are you here? Could you? Hey, why are you here? Could you? And so then I was late to get to another job, but it made me think of she was getting those pop-up videos. So the videos would just randomly start on a webpage. It looked like it was involved in the webpage, ran, Malwarebytes in the first scan, the quick scan. Anybody want to guess how many things I found?
Five.
300 and some.
888.
Wow.
And quick scan, which is just scanning what's running and what's starting.
Love that.
So, you know, got rid of that. That's actually the second highest. I think my mother had over 1,000.
I think I had like 1,200, woohoo, something like on. That one time.
So I'm keeping, I keep a little mental tally of who has the most infected computer. And she says, how to get on there? And I said, well, sounds like something, you know, somebody did something and it got infected and came in and just kept infecting. And she says, yeah, I was working fine until I let my kids play on it one time. And I think they downloaded a game. That that will do
connecting
it.
Connecting the dots.
That will do it. There it is.
There's two dots.
I just feel like
kids infected. Kids, let's connect them.
That's right. We have a winner. I kind of feel like Sherlock Holmes sometimes. Nope, that's been solved.
I say CS. Some people always say, well, how'd this happen? I said, it's more like CSI. I'm like, you pay me to fix it, not CSI. If, you know, if you want me to do those, do an autopsy on the system and figure out exactly what happened, that, you know, that does require a lot more time. And usually, like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. Just no problem. I said,
It's usually you clicked on something, it downloaded something, it invited all of its friends. You got really infected. Yeah. Here's how to fix it. Well, what exactly did I click on? I don't know.
Well, it was either for something free, something wrong that you're not going to admit to, or you were just duped.
Right. Exactly. So, we've got, one of my other clients is moving today. So that was, you know, I was up there and I moved the computers, but then the desks weren't set up yet. So then I had to wait for the movers to move the desks and set the desks up before I can put the computers on the desk. And it's kind of, and the, these places, it's an apartment complex, and usually they move from the trailer into an apartment and then out of the apartment into the clubhouse. And this is going straight from the trailer to the clubhouse, which is great because it kind of saves another move for me and I don't have to reconfigure everything. Because every time they move, they get a new router. Quest just brings them out a new router. And then, I don't know if you guys remember me talking about this, that brother, when you move the brother printer from network to network, you have to run this tool on every computer to reconnect it because it can't find the brother printer again. But the thing with the clubhouse is that it's so new that, you know, I'm moving computers, they're putting light fixtures in the wall, they're adjusting, they're putting the doors, the springs on the door where you open them and they close slowly. They're putting the water, you know, water was off because they're putting the water fountains in. It's pretty green still, but internet's up. I'll be going back up there today. I had to go get some hardware and some switches, some patch panels, stuff like that. So I'll be going back up there today and, I'll be going back up there tomorrow to finish up that job so they can be back up and running.
Were these the same folks that I got laughing about that time about, like, the whole trailer was out? They'd lost their,
This is actually the same site that they broke in and they got the trailer stolen. Or, that, I mean, they broke in and they stole the big TV. They stole the TV, not the computers or anything.
I don't remember that part of the story. Maybe that was a different story.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember, like they didn't have service, like, to the whole trailer.
It's like,
The whole trailer.
Yeah. Yeah, the same trailer actually moves from site to site, so I know the trailer.
Oh, okay, all right. And this is a mobile office, in case anybody missed it the first time around. This isn't like the Beverly Hillbillies that move from a trailer to the clubhouse.
Right, this is apartment complex is being built. This is the leasing office. It's in a work trailer, and then they just move it to the next place they're going to build.
That's kind of unique. I don't know that I've ever talked to a tech guy who's doing IT for like this. I mean, well, it's pretty sophisticated, this mobile office, and it makes sense. But on the other hand, it's a trailer, and so I mean, that's interesting. I don't know that I've ever talked to anybody that was going to anything but just, you know, bricks and mortar, but it's
kind of interesting. Well, Quest just comes in. They just put a DSL line right into the trailer, and then out of the trailer, you know, in the wall, there's a biscuit type thing, DSL modem to the end of the jack, and then wireless from there. And that's it. It's just a little when they build it in the brick and mortar place, it's a brand new router, wireless, the whole thing. Now, this one is actually far enough where I'm going to have to install another router because the wireless signal cannot reach the office. So we'll be doing that. But it gives me a chance to go in and, because they bring all the everything down to a patch panel, and then I go in and put a rack in, put a rack mountable switch in, jump between the patch panel and the switch, and then wireless, and then set up a resident wireless so the residents there can use it. And computers are on their way for the resident side. They most of them have a kind of a they have a little business center, and inside of there goes a printer and some computers that the residents can come in and use.
Gotcha.
So it's pretty good. I don't know. I don't know if they're building anymore. The lady who is that's been kind of the leasing agent who's been going from place to place to place. This is the third or fourth site now that I've worked with her on. So she comes in and helps. She does really well. She can sell a lot of the apartments before they even, or rent a lot of the apartments before they even finished building them. That's her job. And she just kind of goes, she works for the same company. She kind of goes from place to place to place with them. And, I'll see her at one place and then they'll build a new place. And there she is again.
Yeah. Interesting.
This company also works in downtown Portland, and they do a lot of the so they have apartment complexes in Vancouver, but then in Portland they do the business complexes, so a lot of high-rise business centers
there. Gotcha.
They're kind of multifaceted. I'll be getting into that coming up soon, because they are building some more of those. I won't have to drive as far. But it'll be different, because it'll be more business, leasing business offices and stuff. Anything new?
Yes.
Oh, wait, you, Mitch?
Yes.
I'll go.
Uncle Al, I think, if you know who he is, I think you know who he is, Tim. Well, he posted something Friday in Google Plus, Friday or Saturday. Well, Skype was offering free premium Skype for a year, which enables you up to 10 video calls at one time and screen sharing, like how it used to be before Microsoft took it over. So me, my son, and a couple other people, Fred, I think it was, so we got it. But it's gone now. If you go there now to the link, they're not even offering it now. So it was some kind of collaboration project thing. So it's good. It's $100-some value. It's like $3 or $4 a month.
So does it still work now? I mean, do you get it free for a while now?
I signed up Saturday. You had to go to a web page and, put this code in, sign in. But it's gone now. And so I get all those services for a year for free.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, it looks like a Lifehacker has something on it that's saying that it was free for a year, and it says, sorry, we're done.
Yeah, because Barb, she tried to go there yesterday. I said, Barb, I think you're too late. So
I haven't used Skype in a long time.
I haven't, because, this does the same thing, if not better, Skype's audio was better, but I think this is, with all the updates that Google Plus has been doing, and when you stream live, it enhances everything, I believe. So your video is outstanding right now,
Martin. Well,
That's because I'm Martin now.
that's definitely not because of me. That's because I have the background. It's pretty new. It's new paint on the wall. But the thing is that I was talking to my brother. He has Skype, and I asked him, do you have Google Plus? Because I instantly, the first thing I think of is, can we do a Hangout?
Right.
Whoever I'm talking with. But I forget that a lot of people don't have Google, and especially with the, I know they've gone back and they've talked about it, but a lot of the NSA and the Google and Microsoft, people want to stay away from, maybe stay away from Google and go with something like Skype. Now, Microsoft owns Skype, but, it's a sub company as opposed to the primary name on the company. And so a lot of people may sign up for Skype before they sign up for a Google account if they don't already have one, just because of the name.
Right.
So
I know that I don't fear Microsoft as much as anybody. They're so disorganized. How are they positive? If they did record anything I said, I think they'd probably lose it before we made it to the NSA. So that's definitely the way to go. Yeah,
before Google Plus, that's what we used to use. You Skype, if you remember, how we met Tim on Skype, calling up on Skype.
Yeah. So that's
and I didn't have the
proper, bad things do happen.
I didn't have the proper equipment back then. Actually, I still don't really. To do a mix minus thing, if you know what I'm talking about, where like the hangout.
Is that like addition and subtraction?
Yeah. The hangouts will take care of all the echo cancellation, like what we're in now. But with Skype, I would use multiple Skype accounts on different computers. And so you would need separate of what they call auxiliary sends on your mixer. I only had one. Well, I had two, but it does, if I did one, it was all right. But most of the time it worked out. But if you remember, Tim, like when we talk, somebody, it would do that cancellation where a lot of times guys would start talking over each other because they couldn't hear the other person right away.
Right.
Skype will do its best. But to do a property, you need the, like a higher end mixer with like four auxiliary sends or something. Yeah,
there were things that would do automatically that in what we were doing, you really kind of need control over
this. Just like when we first signed on today, Martin, you heard an echo, so I had to turn that off. But if you wanted to hear like me playing sounds, I would have to turn this on. But the chances are you're going to get an echo of yourself. So when you would talk, but so that's why it's turned off now. So that's why you're not getting any echo. So.
Yeah. So, that's cool.
Yeah. See, like the better mixers, this is only a $200 mixer, but there's better mixers, you know, that will have, you'll have four separate. I was eyeing this one for a long time, but I don't need it now. So.
I think my wife would like a Hamilton Beach mixer.
No. Come on, Tim, laugh.
I was thinking like a DJ, so I was somewhere.
I know.
I didn't know Hamilton Beach made audio products.
The food mix.
Well, yeah, two turntables and a microphone, blender.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. You know what? Yeah, I always heard that wrong.
I know you did. That's
yeah,
because I thought you would
laugh. You have to play it
laugh right away.
You know what? Every time I hear that, it makes me like feel hungry. Like I should go cook something.
Well, don't talk about food.
It's a subliminal thing.
Oh,
actually, everything I listen to makes me feel hungry.
Feed Tim. I'm doing subliminal. I can't even say it.
That's forward masking.
not subliminal.
No.
Subliminal.
That's the one. So I heard something that's not very exciting at all.
Uh-oh.
That there.
Hey, yeah, well, let's keep it going.
All right. I was like, all right, cool. Wait a minute.
Google Plus is not free anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen. Tim Baumeister.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No. I'll just lay down. You can just kick me.
Sorry, I'm sorry about that. Please.
Oh no, it's perfectly fine.
Please continue.
Crypto Locker. There's a new Crypto Locker app.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, to me.
Well, I guess so. So this one here apparently is. It's a new version. The link, and I put the link in our chat and also in the IRC chat. If you go there, it actually is cool because it shows a map. It has a pie graph and it shows the country most affected by this. And the United States is at 52%, followed up by the rest of the world at 22%. Canada is 8, Australia 5, Italy 2. But it looks like the United States is getting hit pretty hard. And this Crypto Locker 2 actually is detected, and so is Crypto Locker, by ESET. And I haven't heard a whole lot about ESET. Is that an antivirus?
Not 32 is I think the main.
What is it?
I believe it's
made by ESET.
Their retail product, their antivirus, is Nod 32, and it's always been, in my experience,
highly rated.
It has always been very, very, very good. It's one of those that's kind of off the radar, which perhaps I think anything that's off the radar and has low market share is or already has a that's a benefit. But yeah, in my experience, it has always been very, very, very good.
Because I've heard of it. I mean, I've heard of it, and then I now that I've gone to their webpage, I recognize it because it always makes me think of iRobot.
Yeah, that's I don't like
the that, little yeah. Okay. Their robot-y guy. And I've heard about it, but I've never used it. It's something that I've not used, but I wasn't sure about it. But it looks like this CryptoLocker, it's being picked up by ESET. Now there's a new version out, and the new version says that it actually encrypts everything a little bit more. It's supposed to, where the original CryptoLocker uses RSA 2048. This one claims it uses RSA 496, but in really it uses RSA 1024. I don't think that really matters. I think it still encrypts your data, but the new version, doesn't.
Could you say what were you just saying? RSA. That's the encryption method or standard.
Yeah, it's their kind of their encryption strength, if you will. See. And so, of course, higher is better. But RSA 2048 is what the original CryptoLocker uses, and it's it's nothing to be laughed at. It's pretty standard, and as far as I can, if I remember correctly, that's definitely a standard. And that's why people can't get their stuff back. But the new version goes, and it also includes extensions of MP3s, MP4s, JPEGs, PNGs, AVIs, MPEGs, and so on. So not only will the first version, the original CryptoLocker, was really going kind of after business user oriented, docs and PDFs and stuff like that. This new version will actually go after your music. So if you have a large library of iTunes, all those iTunes can get removed and nested. And they actually, it does some other stuff, and I put the link in there, but it goes through and it actually will put a text file in there that says contact.txt, and so you'd have to go there, and that's where it does. It does a new extension. This one only accepts Bitcoin. So it's
Coin.
It's pretty nasty. Yeah, it's pretty nasty. And not only that, but this one also will... So if you are a user who uses a lot of like cracks and kind of for Microsoft activation keys for Windows and Office and things like that, this will not only like the original CryptoLocker where it's attached to an email, this can hide itself in those. Mm. So if you're using it's finding that it's becoming more it's. Yeah, and it's spreading more. It's spreading into different files. It's spreading the way it infects. It's written in a different language instead of C++. It's written in C something. I don't even know what language this is. Somebody may have to help me. But let me look at that. Oh, it's Visual C. It's C# is what it is, of course. So there's some other things that it does. But it's, again, still nasty. Just be careful about it. I did check Nick's site today, and his Crypto Prevent is still at version 4.3, which is the same one that's been out for a while. So I don't know if he has. I'm assuming he has heard of this one. I don't know if
is it still doing its thing? Is it still installing itself in the same as before?
Yeah, but it may look like that. It looks like it may infect different folders. Let me go back there and look really quick. So the way it infects, it actually looks into, it says the encrypted key is then written to an auxiliary file. All right. When the malware is running, it contacts the CNC server to request a unique RSA public key. Then each file that meets that specific criteria, matching the extension, file path, not an exclusion list, is encrypted using a different randomly generated 3DES key. And this key is then encrypted using the RSA public key received from the server. The encrypted key is then written in an auxiliary file with the same file name extension as the encrypted file and it appended the second extension .k. So file name .file extension .k. It looks like symmetry... you guys, there's a whole, I don't want to read the whole story to you, but there's a whole page about what it does and stuff. And, but yes, it looks like Nick Shaw, who actually looks like he redid his webpage. I looked there today, so it looks good. He just kind of moved some stuff around. His crypto prevent is still at version, I believe. Want to confirm one more time?
So now, one of the major manufacturers, the big antivirus companies, they're going to have to, you know, flag it. I mean, they have to have something in there. I mean, I use Essentials, and I wonder if they have anything in there, you know, because it's running in the background. Something's going to have to flag this ahead of time, you know, when you get it. So I wonder if Malwarebytes, if you have the full version of Malwarebytes, you know, the paid version that runs in the background, I wonder if they have something in there that's going to detect it ahead of time before it installs.
Well, I know that Nick had said, you know, that OpenDNS does detect it, and OpenDNS is free. So
you're talking about just using their servers, or do you have to have?
Yeah, just
and that's no, all.
Just using the yeah. You well, okay. There's so it's free. It's free. There's two things you can do with the free version. You can just point your router to it.
I have, you know? not now, but I have in the past.
Right, and then there's the version where you just sign up, which is free, and then you by signing up, you can log into your little dashboard and you can customize it, whitelist, blacklist. So it gives you more granularity, and again, it's still free.
Right. Because I think we're using Google servers now.
Yeah, well, you can point your ISP will give you your DNS, and usually they want you to use theirs, but you can point your DNS to whoever.
Right. I used to do it on the machine, you know, manually, per machine, but I think I changed it last time Dave was here.
Yeah. A CT Tech guy in the chat asks, how are you guys cleaning these infected PCs? You can't. That's the thing. There is some talk about people who have paid the ransom and gotten other data back. And then there's talk about people who have paid the ransom and not gotten their data back.
I think you can actually clean it, but you can't clean the damage, what it's done. You can get rid of the actual, source of the, you know, the virus itself. But once your programs, like what you just ran into,
the encrypted recently, data is gone.
Yeah.
Your encrypted data is gone.
Yeah.
And right, so, I just to follow up on that, I was about to say the same thing, Mitch. You can clean it, but then again, would any of us do that? I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, with the way this thing works and what it does, it'd be calling for a reinstall in my mind, right?
Right.
Not that it can't be cleaned, or all these tools will prevent it, but at least at this point, until I'd know more about it, I wouldn't feel comfortable cleaning it.
It's very scary.
Well, the one thing that's interesting about CryptoLocker is that there's like a master server or a master computer, and that's the computer that was the initial infected machine. So if my computer gets infected, my computer will then talk to the network, you know, in your business or whatever. If I pull my computer offline, it stops spreading. It actually kind of kills it right there. The problem is that you can't get the data back.
You already lost it encrypted.
That you already lost unless you put the infected computer back online, which then tells it to start, you know, then move forward now with the encryption process. And then once the data is all encrypted, that's when you get prompted for your
for the ransom. And don't play. I would hate for anybody to pay these thugs any kind of money.
Right. So what happened with the computer at that last site that we did is that I plugged the computer back in, not online, just plugged it back in. The virus, then CryptoLocker, had found that it had encrypted everything on that computer, which it had, and then it turned around and started trying to open up some pop-ups, but it wasn't online and it didn't have an internet access, so the pop-ups were empty. But that's the thing. So if you do get infected and you do find the master computer or that primary computer, just pull off your network. That will stop the infection, but it's kind of too late already.
You know, there's some more news about Target. I guess you all heard about that.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And my wife was one of them.
Was she? Did she have something?
Yeah, we were there a week ago Saturday. She used her debit card. I mean, nothing happened, but she just went and just canceled and opened up a new card just to play. I told her to play it safe.
Yeah, we've used our debit card there as well. I do know that Chase Bank has put, now, unfortunately, it's right at the, you know, prime Christmas season, But Chase Bank has put a lockdown on their stuff. So you can only pull $100 a day out of your ATM, and you can only purchase up to $300 worth of stuff a day on your card. So, you know, I bank with Chase. And right. So, I mean, they're not going to protect me. Well, okay. The banks have already said, you're already insured. If something were to happen, call your bank. If you notice fraudulent charges, call your bank and they will, you know, you're covered under that. That's why they have.
And I think Target's come out with a statement. Actually, if you go on their site, there is something up there.
And then last weekend, they gave everybody, you know, it was all 10% off throughout the whole store to try to woo people back. But, you know, 40 million.
I was by there today. It was packed. The whole parking lot was packed.
Oh, yeah. As you can see, it's really hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to Fred Meyer today I had to go to the bank. I went into Fred Meyer's and it was like I was going to Costco. I had to park. I've parked so far away. I've never parked in that parking lot before. I didn't know that parking lot existed.
You have to get the shuttle.
I did. I had to take the. I'm like in Pluto. Okay, I got to take the shuttle into the Fred Meyer.
People are suing. I can see some lawsuits are.
What are they suing for? What happened? I mean, there was a comp. It's compromised, but what?
Yeah, their credit card information got compromised. What was it? 40-some million, or was it more than that?
It was about 40 million. But they're suing because of basically negligence that their security staff and the security was not up to par, and therefore this happened, and so we're going to sue you.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to hold any water. I think it's
some opportunistic individual.
Yes.
I mean, don't things happen usually because things aren't up to par?
Right. Exactly. I mean, nobody, you know, hey, your security team and your security was perfect. Nothing's been stolen. I'm going to sue you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I'm
sorry. No. Go ahead, please.
I was just gonna, remind people that if you have gone to Target, the thing is, this went on for like a month, didn't it? Before they notified people.
I think that's one of the reasons why they're suing, because they knew it.
All right, so that's
before they announced. Yeah.
Okay.
But check your credit card statements. Check your banking statements. Make sure you don't have anything fraudulent on there. And then, of course, if you do, contact your bank right away. You can go ahead now, Tim. I'm sorry.
No, I was actually going to change the subject. So,
Happy?
Not until we were done with the Target thing. I was actually pretty curious about it because I'd seen the Target and the whole thing in the news, but I actually hadn't really followed up on it. But that's because I guess we hadn't bought anything there. There's so much, isn't there? There's so much out there that you see something like that. That's a huge story. It could have, you know. Potentially, it could be a mess for me financially. And it's like, but you have to pick and choose. And so it's like, I don't think we shopped at Target, you know. Next news story, you gotta have to like pick and choose. You're always being hit with some like major tragedy. And, you know, it's awful. I really do kind of feel bad at times because it's like, I only have enough time of the day for horrible disasters that killed a lot of people. The horrible things other people have done to other people, and you know, on and on. And at some point, you know, it's not that I'm calloused over all of them. I have to like just choose which one is going to affect me that day. So sometimes when I just kind of back up a little hands off. And so this story, this is one of them. I just did not dig into it. And so, but yeah, that went on for a month or so. Okay. Now I can see where there was like some negligence there.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, that's really what upsets a lot of people, whether it's Target or even some of the other breaches that happened in the past. You know, you have companies that will not, either they didn't know about the breach until, you know, months or weeks later, or they held on to the information and didn't release it so they could save face. I mean, coming into the Christmas season, the last thing Target wants to do is say, oh yeah, by the way, we've been breached, you know. As you can see, you know, Mitch talks about it, just mentioned that it, you know, the parking lot's packed. Is it really going to affect their sales? Maybe a couple percent. Maybe. You know, so they, you know, of course they want to make sure that they're profitable, but then there's companies that have come out and I can't think of them right off the top of my head, but there's companies that come out and have said, you know, hey, oh, Evernote. Didn't Evernote have a breach? And so they pretty much came out and they said, hey, we've been breached. We're forcing passwords across the board. This just happened. We're notifying everybody about it. They take the appropriate steps about it, and rather than holding off and waiting. And I don't remember if it was Evernote or not, but I do remember having to change my password for Evernote recently due to a breach or something along those lines. So I think, you know, we're in a society, we're in the, you know, using internet all day long, every day. Electronic, you know, our banking system, I have cash on me just because I went to the bank because I had to pay the carpet cleaner. I don't think when the last time it was that I had $25 in my wallet, just because it's so easy to swipe a plastic card. Or, you know, I go get coffee and I use my Square app. My Square app is just on my phone. I don't even have to swipe my card. I just walk into the building and I can buy coffee. You know, so everything is electronic, you know, and so then because of that, there is the chance of this to happen. I mean, you know, you look at cars, you've had an older vehicle that has a carburetor and it, you know, everything like that, and it breaks, you tweak with it here, you tweak with it there, and you get it up and running. Now, if it breaks, you got to take it in the shop. What are the first thing they do? They hook it up to some computer. The computer reads the diagnostics on it, and they say, oh, yeah, this air filter stuck way over here is going to cost you $300, you know, in labor to replace a $20 part. So we've become very reliant on technology. So then things like this happen, and everybody goes, oh, that shouldn't happen. Well, it's going to, because there's no way, in the same way that we are trying to, you know, antivirus companies are trying to stay one step ahead of the game in antivirus. How do we protect ourselves from breaches that we don't even know about yet?
Sure.
Or how do we protect ourselves from holes in data that we don't know about yet? Huh. It's going to happen.
Yeah, you get used to it. That's what they were talking about on the news.
Oh, yeah. The best thing for these large companies to do is have their lawyers on retainer and pay them very well, because it's not a matter of if it's going to happen, but it's a matter of when.
Yeah, and I just don't see what the big deal was initially. I see what the big deal is now. It's always, you know, it's always the cover up, right? And so, I, you know, this happens so often to me. I don't even think I don't think it's that big a deal anymore. Not like it was. You know, how often do you hear where such and such as passwords were compromised, such and such as this was compromised, this and that. So when it happens, it's at least to me, I don't have a, you know, this gut reaction that, you know, to run screaming from the house and, it seems like it's happened enough times now that at least I am conditioned to just, okay, all right, does this affect me? Maybe. Okay. And then you take the appropriate steps. I can see where they tried to, I guess if they just come out right, and if I knew it affected me, possibly, and they just come out and say, hey, all right, we did this, I'd be like, okay, all right, well, that's normal, that's what we do, and you just follow up on it. But to let it run on for a month, that does seem to make it a real news story, because they try to cover it up. And then when they're covering things up, you think, oh, okay, well, what else are they covering up? It makes you wonder. You kind of lose trust. It has the opposite effect, that you kind of lose that trust that you had there. It makes you keep wondering what else they're doing. So,
Well, do you though? I mean, the reason I asked that is, and I don't mean you specifically, Tim, but just you as in everybody, you know, so we have a breach like this for Target, you know, and we go, well, that's bad. And you go, well, okay, well, who wants to go to Target? You know, I mean, unfortunately, any publicity is good publicity. And so while we say that's a bad thing, is it really affecting them? I mean, if the lines are still long and the parking lot is still full, it's a problem, yes. Have we become desensitized to that because we're just hearing about it over and over and over again? And because we're so desensitized about it, do we just kind of let it go, well, okay, and then move on to the next thing, and you just keep going back to it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure in a few months or next quarterly reports, you could probably analyze it, see if it had any effect. Me personally, if it was a small local chain that I maybe would think twice. I mean, Target, this is an enormous company. This to me is a problem that exists between one giant company and another giant company. I just don't see where it's like there was somebody out to screw me. It seems to me like once it gets to the papers that these two companies will figure it all out together. Would it really affect me? Would I stop trusting them? You know, it's like, you know, the first time I saw that Bounty was on sale again, I'd be like, hey, it's on sale. And I go running back into Target, you know, waving my credit card. So no, that's really what influences people.
Yeah. It's just something to think about because, well, you know, we do have a tendency to say, you know, like you just said, I'm so frustrated at Target on your way to Target, you know, or you may go ahead and you pull cash out and you're like, I'm never shopping without, you know, cash again. And you do that. And then one day it's like, oh, I don't have time to stop by and get cash. So you use your card. And then the next, slippery slope. Months later, you're just like, nah, oh, that's right. They were breached, weren't they? You know? Yeah.
See, I'm the opposite. I've hardly ever used a charge card. I mean, I'm almost never buying anything online. I have, but I just, because I'm going to hear it from my wife. So I have to use cash. Yeah, I'll get, because she pays the bills. What's this? So I had to tell her that
we don't want to leave a paper trail.
Right. I have Magic Jack.
You need your own PayPal account.
Yeah.
I had a friend who did that, and what he would do is he had his own PayPal account, and he had a business, and so he used that PayPal account. And so whenever you send him money, he's like, could you send it to this account? I'm like, well, sure, why? He said, that my wife doesn't keep track of that account. So then he pays things out of that PayPal account, or what he'll do is he will send himself money from – and then he just, you know – I don't know if that's still going on, but
oh, I'm sure it's not. Go. No, I'm sure it's not.
So, Mitch, you just need your own PayPal account and then ask us to PayPal you something.
I do have one, but anyway, I have Magic Jack, right, and it's auto renewals, but they do it like on it was like last week, like Friday night at 3 a.m, and they give me an hour to change my mind, but I wanted to renew it anyway. So, yeah. So,
give you an hour to change your mind.
Yeah. I mean, I get an email and tell me this. But I had to tell my wife that. Yeah, you'll be seeing a $32 charge on for our Magic Jack that we never use. But I still like to have it anyway, just in case.
I've only known one other person that uses Magic Jack.
Oh, it works. But I don't use it a whole lot, you know. It works. Uh-oh.
Nope, I'm still here.
Oh, I thought you locked up on me. You're so sorry. Still. I mean, the picture is so clear. I mean,
I was playing Possum.
Ta-da. Okay.
All right.
I had something in my G+ feed this week that I wanted to kind of hit on. I looked into this and it's kind of interesting how a story that is bad news but affects a company you hate, how quickly it can spread and continues to propagate. Or I shouldn't say you, I mean just people in general. But there was a story that it just kept showing, and I hate it. It's like reshare. That's the one thing about the social media that's kind of I find a little frustrating. That I think about. Anyway, the story that I kept getting was just, I'm sorry that apparently my Google, when my Chrome windows resized and I've just lost, I'm going to have to go back into this whole long scrolling thing that I did, trying to find the first place, but it was that the fingerprint scanner in the new iPhones was recording your fingerprints, and that Apple has admitted that they will be sharing this database with the NSA. Did you get
really?
Yeah. Did you get this at all? Well, yeah. That was kind of my first thought, you know. And of course, and then it was just like hundreds of posts after that, you know. And then, you know, half of them are pointing at each other. You know, oh, this is what you get for using an app of the era halfway. You know, this can't be real. And it just goes on and on. And of course, reshare. And then it's like 100 new people are, yay, I hate you back. And oh, I hate you first.
Right.
And so, but I found this story very interesting because, first of all, it sounded awful. And then it was like, this doesn't even sound real. How could this even possibly be true? So I dug into it a little bit. And I'll tell you, all that I can really tell you for sure is that this looks like a rehash of a story that was going back around September, with just a couple new details thrown in. And I'm not even going to... This is a reshare from a site that I'm not familiar with. It looks like BS. I don't even want to say where it is, because I'm not. It just looks.
That's how much yeah, I just stay in this webpage. Gosh.
So it sounds awful, but I did look back. This was like a very similar story that was going around in September. Snopes actually addressed it. There's a couple new details that were added in to kind of freshen it up. But one of them actually points to the Chaos Computer Club, which hacked this technology. And the story that's circulating now actually points to that as evidence that this can be done and these databases can be made public. Everything that I read about their fingerprint scanner, look, I don't believe that anything is foolproof. However, reading what they do to the fingerprints, it actually just, it's looking for certain points, to actually, it's only looking for certain points in your fingerprints, not as if it's actually recording the entire fingerprint, and it's all encrypted right there on the phone. I don't know what I read about it. It seemed that this was not information that anybody, much less the NSA, would want or be able to use other than just your phone for unlocking it. And the hack, was actually just a high quality image, a photo taken of someone's fingerprint that was then manipulated in such a way and used on the sensor. So it's not as if, you know, the actual ones and zeros of the process were, hacked. It was just, you know, really on the mechanical end of things. So, yeah, I kind of wanted to mention that it looked like a pretty juicy story. Somebody threw it out there right before Christmas, but it looks like a bunch of garbage. So,
right. Well, if I remember correctly, the fingerprint reader itself doesn't actually look at the picture. It actually looks at the ridges, okay, like the depth of the ridges. Okay. And so how this Computer Chaos Club, what they did is they had to take a picture, reverse the image, so make a negative and positive type thing, and then print it out on like 1200 DPI, because what happens is it creates a layer, like it builds up just a millimeter, just this tiny little layer of toner. So it's not actually the picture, because it was just a picture, you could just print it out. But they printed out, so it was heavy toner, I mean heavy comparatively speaking. So it actually created ridges, and that's how they were able to get around it. But really, what you'd have to do is you'd have to take a picture, you'd have to reinverse it, then you'd have to print it out on a special laser printer that printed heavy. So, I mean, it's just like everything.
Because everybody can do this in about a minute. That
come out. Yes, can it be? Right. Well, I was told this takes quite a bit of time. Like, it's not, you know, what are the chances of you getting it right the first time? I mean, really, do you have the time to grab somebody's finger quickly in your car, whip out your laser jet printer, and then just hope that it doesn't get smudged, bumped, you know, or anything like that, to be able to hack into somebody's phone before they can get a hold of it, because you already have physical access to the phone?
There's a solution. I put acid on my fingertips.
Tell the truth. It's, your wife put acid on your fingertips. You know, how do you count out that cash with them smooth fingertips? Isn't that kind of hard?
Oh, it's $40.
He wears those rubber finger things that you see at the bank.
Yeah.
I get $40 spend money a week. Then my gas has to... So it's pretty easy. I can count that high.
Do you get a $40 bill every week? Is it?
I get $40. Actually, I get $80 spend money a week. But half of that is gas.
An $80 bill.
Oh, he's moving up. He said 40, now he's back to 80.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I love this kind of stuff, how they reverse engineered. It's good to know that this can be defeated. Is it only a matter of time until somebody invents the reverse engineered fingerprint scanner, the break-in tool? Well, I suppose, but it's nothing more than just proof of concept. It's not as if you could make there's a 2-minute YouTube video, and next thing you know, all the high school kids are doing it to each other.
Right. And I really, isn't that the whole hacker, you know, hacker, the word hacker has taken on such a bad rep because, you know, for whatever reason, either media or whatever, but isn't just hacking really just, you know, taking apart something to see how it works and then maybe putting it back together. I mean, I took apart gears and gizmos and whatever. I think anybody in tech has had that time where they're like, what is this? This is a toaster. That's electricity, you know, type thing, you know, and that's where we, you know, and that's where we learn. So yes, this is, it's good because it's fun because people get to learn. We know now how it works and people have made a proof of concept. Practical. No. Not really,
but every time one of these things is broken, it gives an opportunity to improve it.
Well, sure, but it also creates FUD? Yeah. Is that fear?
And those are not tech people. Those are not tech people.
WPA,
who are the
no, and
I don't know how you conjugate. I don't know how you
is it FUD? FUDing?
Fudders?
Fudsters?
Fudders. Anyway.
Beyond me.
They're not tech people who are fudrucking. What?
That's a food chain.
I'm
going
to go to the dictionary.
Fudrucker.
Anyway.
Well, it's the same people. I mean, it's the same, you know, you hear stories about WPA2 being cracked. And they say, well, how is it cracked? Well, you have to have... You know, you have to have these 35 graphical processors, and they have to run for 100 years. And then, you know, and all it is a big mathematical algorithm that says in 100 years or so, yes, WPA2 has been cracked. Everybody says, what? WPA2 has been cracked. And then all of a sudden, that's the new headlines that everything is so insecure. You're like, okay, hold on. You know, in 100 years, come back and be worried then. And
yeah. And you know what? That's it. I think you have to just. There has to be like rational consideration. So the fact that it's impossible now, and it's very unlikely, that just makes it a non-news story. But should these folks not be doing that? Well, no, of course not. I mean, just because it's not a news story now doesn't mean that eventually it's not going to become the next Y2K or something ridiculous. And technology does move very, very quickly. 20 years ago, a 3D printer would have seemed just crazy.
Well, right. 20 years ago, a laser jet printer would have seen, you know.
I think it's great that tech people who are in the business, you know, can sit around, find the flaws, consider about the future, and make you know, today's product moving forward, make it better. Once it hits the news, man, it's like, it's not news anymore. FUDing. I'm not sure what the
But doesn't FUDing sell? I mean, you know, isn't that what gets clicks and links to their articles?
It's crazy.
And so we go back to kind of like the Target thing. Isn't any publicity, good or bad, still publicity?
Yeah,
good.
I mean, that's why, you know, people hate Ubuntu computing, and I'm like, all right, whatever, my name's getting out there.
Yeah, I don't think that's quite
nobody hates true. Me. At least they haven't said it.
But I don't know. I think that, I don't think that we benefit from bad publicity the way we would if we were entertainers.
Well,
wait a minute. Oh. I guess we, yeah. I guess maybe.
I've been singing Christmas songs all week.
I mean, if we made our money as entertainers. We're entertaining. We're not Hollywood stars, though.
Yep.
Somebody. Not yet. Someday maybe they'll do a movie. I wonder who's going to play me in the movie version of the Geeksters.
Yeah, who would play you? Let me think. I'm trying to think. Who's out there would play you? Come on, Tim, help me out.
I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe, does Russell Crowe have a son?
What?
Probably.
I think Dustin Hoffman will play Mitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will be played by
Dustin Hoffman.
A hack toaster.
Mrs. Robinson. I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking Kevin James for Martin.
Oh, there you go.
From King.
I don't know why either.
I don't know why I said that.
I think Kevin James is funny.
He is funny. You know, you look nothing alike, but. And you know who would play Tim?
Chuck Norris.
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, there we go. Ashton Kutcher. Yeah, Ashton Kutcher as Tim Bauermeister. Hmm.
You'll be in some good company. Steve Jobs.
Dustin Hoffman. That would be a weird cast. Dustin Hoffman.
No, but you know what? Ashton Kutcher, I'm watching Kevin now. James. You know what? I might watch that now. I might watch that now.
And who would play
just
Fred?
A handkerchief in the wind.
Wait a minute. That's coming to me. Wait a minute. Fred. Who would play Fred?
I think.
I guess Curly Howard is dead, right? From the Three Stooges.
You know who would play Fred? It would be like that muted trumpet from Charlie Brown, where you never see. You never actually see it, but you just hear the background.
Vince Vaughn would play Fred. Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see it. Sorry.
Okay.
No.
All right, then he would probably play you. I don't know. I like Vince Vaughn.
Absolutely.
Big fan. Oh, yeah, he's...
Big fan.
Norm from Cheers.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
Norm!
I haven't seen him in a while.
Somebody says, Adam says, Seth Rogen. And I'm assuming that's me. Well, I don't know. Was he Seth Rogen's
last one? That could be me, too.
So.
Yeah, he did.
I still think of Dustin Hoffman for you.
Oi. Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Now we need to get somebody with a voiceover to come record it for us.
Oh, I know who. The one that Lisa had on her other show.
Oh, yeah, we can get a hold of that guy.
What's his name? From Dynamite, the Dynamite show.
I do know. I know. What is it? Is it Mary Tease from, is that her last name? From Sunday Morning Linux Review? Doesn't her, a relative or friend of hers, do the voiceover for their show?
I don't know. I've only listened to like 5 minutes of their shows. I liked it too, but I just didn't like the, I got to listen to it again.
But I know he does some voiceovers.
Jonah Hill. That's who I was thinking of. Yeah, that could be somebody too. Yeah.
Which one's Jonah Hill? I think I get him and Seth Rogen mixed up.
Yeah. He's heavier. Well, they both were. He lost weight, but he gained it back. Jonah Hill played in. What did he play in, Adam, recently? Buzz Burbank. That's right. That's the guy that did the voiceover for Lisa's show, her old show.
Buzz Burbank?
Yeah, That's his Hollywood name. But I think his real name is Mike something. Mike, I forgot as well as his last name was. It's Mike something.
Mike O'Meara.
Now, Mike O'Meara is the other guy that was on the show. They were all Mike. It was three Mikes. That's Mike Source, which was Don Geronimo. Mike O'Meara. He used his real name, and I forgot what Buzz Burbank. His name was Mike something too, and I can't remember.
Mike Ruffin.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Mitch was going to be played by Morgan Freeman.
I like he's great, excellent actor.
I would have voted for
Ben Stiller. I'm sorry.
The voiceover. Personally, if it was up to me, I would just go to voiceoversandmore.com.
Actually, I could do it myself. In a world.
That's what I would do.
Anyway, go ahead. In a world.
I gotta find out where it was, but I found something the other day, and it popped in my head because we're talking about Morgan Freeman, of somebody doing a very good Morgan Freeman impersonation.
Miss Daisy, I'm just trying to drive you to the store. Now that's all I can.
And he, it was a
driving Miss Daisy.
It was pretty funny. I'll have to find it. It's not even.
Can't play it on here.
It was Jeff Peters. It was Jeff Peters.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Craig Ferguson, the late night show.
I don't know who he is.
But his Morgan
Freeman. I can't stay up that late anymore. Remember?
Jeff Peterson.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeff Peterson.
Jeff Peterson?
It's just for real.
I don't know. I've never heard of him.
I don't watch late night anymore.
I couldn't possibly be.
Except for the ceiling sometimes.
Jeff Peterson is the sidekick on the with Craig there on the.
Oh,
the robot skeleton
thing he has back
there. Yeah.
The little robot thing. Yeah. I mean, I was watching it a couple weeks. Actually, I said I don't watch it, but I caught it. Couldn't sleep, got up. And, yeah. It was Larry King talking through.
But sometimes
thing.
They have guest voices. But
Larry King,
the guy who usually does the voices, he's an amazing impressionist. Okay. And his Morgan Freeman's better than Morgan Freeman. It really is. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Morgan Freeman, you make Morgan Freeman sound bad.
I was watching Ellen today, and they had this guy from Canada. He does Elvis, and I've never heard Elvis done as close. I mean, you close your eyes, you would think it was Elvis. The funny thing is, he talked with a French. He's from Quebec. Talked with a French accent, but he sang Elvis to the T. Unbelievable! It's on the internet, on YouTube. I can't remember his name, but you would find it. It's recent. Sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, you guys
we're drifting. We're all giving. It's the time of the year. It's the time of the year.
We're just relaxing before our. We got 100, so 100 episodes next week. 100 episodes. And I've only been here for...
Silver bells.
20?
So, I don't know.
It was March. I'd have to go back and look. But you've been here, so Tim...
No.
Have you been here the whole time?
I've cashed probably 30 checks out of here.
He came in, he started on Unbootables by accident.
Right. Well, yeah. Episode 11.
Oh, episode 11. And... They were behind.
There's a the you know what? There's a very good suggestion.
They're way behind
that
now.
There as well for the chat.
I can never say his name.
He's funny though. Real funny. If you watch the Hangover movies, and this last one, Hangover 3, he bought a draft and he's going down a highway. He goes underneath an underpass. It's terrible.
And a giraffe?
Yeah, with a giraffe on it. Like he had a tow trailer behind him and had a giraffe on. And he gets underneath an underpass. It was horrible.
Oh, I didn't get it until you mentioned it. That's sad.
It was all computer. It was real stupid, but movie was funny.
Any Christmas wishes from you guys? Anything you're looking for in Santa to bring or in the stockings? Tech-wise?
There's nothing. I would like to have health for my family, my son.
That's boring. Everybody wants
that. You guys. More
Not me.
I don't need anything.
Yeah, my health was too good. I was bored. I want some bad health. I sure hope I get some bad health in 2014.
Well, I got.
Can everybody hear this?
I don't know.
Everybody
I got hear some me? Bad health.
Bad health next year.
No, you don't.
A night.
I would have spent that in a hospital.
Come on, man. I've got to go. I'm going to the on January 24th. I go in for a sleep test overnight. They hook up like 1,000 wires to me. And
is it going to be Tuesday night?
It's going to be a Friday night.
You should be a on-site reporter for the Geeksters.
I can record. I got to go to sleep. I can't do any commentary.
I'm sorry, doctor, but I have to do my podcast tonight. So live from the hospital room, Mitch Amos.
That's why Unbeatable stopped, because he wanted me on the schedule, which I haven't been doing real good. Actually, I should have been in bed an hour ago, but it's all right.
Why are you up so late?
I'm off all week. It's all right.
You're burning the midnight oil.
I just feel like singing. Chestnuts roasting. No, go on. Sorry.
You can't stop there. That just sounds weird.
Now I sing at work. I'm driving a tow motor. I count all day driving a tow motor. And, you know, depending on what the season is, I'm singing those songs, you know. And
what do you sing for Halloween?
I was just trying to think.
Halloween carols.
For Halloween.
What do you sing for Columbus Day?
I would sing the Munsters theme. I don't know.
What about Columbus Day?
Columbus Day? Well, I'm not sure. It makes me think of Peter Falk. I don't know.
Yeah, there.
Did you get that one?
Oh, Columbus.
There aren't enough.
Yeah.
Columbus carols. There aren't enough. Yeah, that does seem like an untapped market.
I don't think so.
I made it.
Yeah.
Oi, matey, oi.
Christopher Columbus carols.
No, I'm
songs praising
his
name.
Of like an entire series.
It's going to go over very well.
Every month, a new CD of songs for unrecognized music holidays, you know, musically unrecognized. And, you know, if you're the first to get out there with a song for a holiday, I mean, you know what? Every year, you'll be just sucking up royalties off that Flag Day song that you came up with, there's a Groundhog Day.
How come there's no Groundhog Day songs?
How could there not be a song?
Steve C., if you're listening.
That's it.
There you go. Untapped market.
Are you talking about Steve C. or Steve D.?
Let's get them all.
No,
don't,
C.
Don't get them confused. Get
Steve M. in there, too.
Both of them. All of them. Steve and Steve, Groundhog Day songs. Groundhog Day songs from the heart.
All right, getting serious again. Steve. Getting on a real, real serious note.
Oh.
Any of you guys going to rent the movie Jobs with Ashton Kutcher? I am.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it.
I saw some previews. I know it got trashed, but actually looked pretty good to me.
I started reading that book, his book, Big Thick Jobs. Actually, I didn't get a chance to read it as much as I was going to try to listen to it. That's awfully boring.
Are you belong to your audio.com member or?
Yeah, Audible. I spent a lot of time in the car.
I thought about that.
Man, it's actually not bad.
I can't read. I have a reading capacity of a 80-year-old. And,
wait. Is that just extra large print Reader's Digest?
I can't see. My problem now is I have trouble seeing. I have a terrible time. I have cataract in this eye. I think it's got to be removed. I have to have an eyelid lift.
My goodness, you're going to come back one of these days. We're going to put you on camera.
And call me Joan Rivers.
You're going to be wide awake because you haven't slept in days. You're going to have a patch on one eye. You're probably going to have a hook. And then Dustin Hoffman can definitely play you.
Hey, that's right. Dustin Hoffman. He had a hook, didn't he?
He did have a hook.
Yeah. He played in the movie Hook.
Makes sense.
He did.
Captain Hook.
I don't know if there's anything I want for technology.
Same thing. I got three computers down here I never use except when we're doing our show here. And I'm sorry, one, two, three, four. And I don't need anything. I want a new phone, but do I need it?
That's the thing. Like a tablet would be nice, you know, like a Nexus tablet. But do I need it? No. I already have a new phone. I got rid of all my servers when I moved. All my old servers, I just turn them off. My domain controller's down. I'm not going to be doing that anymore. I mean, it was fine when I had it, but it's just too much. So, you know, we got a house and we got a good, you know, good family. And just, you know, I'm excited for the gifts that I got my kids, and I'm excited to see their faces. So.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start. Well, I don't want to say it on. I don't want to say it on the air because people will hear.
What on earth are we doing on this show? It's like 3 hours. Nah,
I'm not worried about myself anymore, except for
I'm teched out.
My main goal after the New Year's is, of course, everybody says don't make New Year's resolutions about not eating. Well, my New Year's resolution is about not eating. No, I do want to lose a lot of weight. I'm really.
But that's not technology.
It is, because I step on a digital scale. And so
you could check out Health Nuts, an excellent show here on Pod Nuts.
It is. I've listened to them all. I think they only have 3 up so far. It is a good show. I do like it. I should probably message those guys, because they give some good information.
Yeah. Well, Tim and Mitch, I think episode 99 is in the bag.
It was fun. Oh,
wait, you know what? I never even asked Tim. Tim, what do you want for Christmas?
That's what I was just saying. I kind of drew the conclusion.
I think tech people just get stuff. I want that. I will get that. So Christmas rolls around, our birthday rolls around, and I says, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know.
That's it.
I'd get it.
I could use a couple hard drives. I really could use some more space just for, like a max now on the, but you know, it's like, I'm not going to ask for that. You know, right. You open, it's like, really 5,400 RPM. I mean, what? I mean, you know, but at the same time, you know, something goes by and they're like, I don't know. It's like, I see hundreds of boxes. They all look the same to me. And so, you know, it's, you don't want to ask for tech stuff. And generally it's like, I kind of feel like I'm in the same spot as you guys. It's like, I've kind of plateaued technologically. I've got everything working. I'm okay with where I am. I'm just kind of maintaining, and there's nothing new on the horizon that I feel like I absolutely need. So, and actually I had a question for you maybe, next week, Aaron Martin, because I'm curious that you're moving and you're talking about actually that is a good time to kind of reevaluate everything. You kind of take stock and you look, you make decisions. And so that's a question I'm going to forget to ask you next week, is what sort of things have, you said, hey, I mean, this was works, but maybe it doesn't fit now. And so it just doesn't make the move. I would be interested to see how, I mean, you're talking about big things, domain controllers and that. So I'd be interested how you've reevaluated that and what just didn't make it.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a great idea. We'll bring it up on 100. Cool. Well, Tim, since you're right here, what do you? If people need to get a hold of you, what are they? How do they want to?
Yeah, essay. If you want to get a hold of me, it's
phone messages.
You can email me. I'm Tim at realpcrepair.com. I am in like Tim in the Podnuts forums, and I am Tim Bauermeister on the G+.
Nice. Mitch, how if people want to get a hold of you?
geeksers@podnuts.com. And you can also voicemail us too. 7076 Podnut. Did I get that right for once?
You did.
Yeah, we haven't had one of those in a long time. So I was thinking about calling.
We haven't had
up.
Email in a long time.
Yeah. I think people get confused with this chat room because we still have that other Geeksers chat room. And I don't know. But I posted all my. Social media out today, and I'm hoping to get more people in here saying we were coming on tonight. But I wish we would get some more email.
Yeah, well, if you want to get a hold of me, martin@obandocomputing.com, masculine in the forums and stuff, and want to just wish all you guys a very Merry Christmas. I ordered some stuff from podnuts.com/Amazon this morning. It's for a late Christmas get-together with family, so I think it's pretty much too late unless you do next day. Well, no, I think it's pretty much done for your Amazon shipment. But continue to use podnest.com/Amazon for all your Amazonian purchases. And we will see you guys next week.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a great one. We'll see you next week.